If you've ever travelled overseas, perhaps to more exotic destinations, you'll know how important it is to organise your vaccinations in advance. But now a global shortage of the hepatitis B vaccine means you might have to start thinking further ahead than usual about your next trip. Edwina Stott has more.
Hepatitis B can have detrimental effects on your health and in some cases can even be fatal. The good news is that it's preventable through immunisation, but at the moment there's a global shortage of the vaccine. Helen Tyrrell is the CEO for Hepatitis Australia.
So hepatitis B is a blood-to-blood or unprotected sexual contact transmission route. The other major transmission route is for pregnant women who already have a hepatitis B infection, and they can transmit the virus to their baby, and it can lead to very significant liver disease. It's a global epidemic, very much focused on the Asia Pacific region. This is because the manufacturing process was put on a precautionary halt, is what the manufacturers are saying. That manufacturing process, we understand, is now back to normal, but because there is now a backlog of orders for the vaccine, it's taking time to get everything in place so that the normal vaccination processes are happening smoothly.
Helen says that people who are on government programs for those most at risk will be able to access the vaccination, but Australians planning on travelling overseas for their holidays or business may struggle to get immunised.
We understand that there is no problem with the paediatric doses of this vaccine, but for the adult doses, there is a shortage. There are some workaround strategies that have been put in place. For example, for a time, there was a combination vaccine of hepatitis A and hepatitis B that was available for people who just really needed the hepatitis B vaccine. What we have learnt in more recent days is that there is an intermittent problem with the supply even of that combined vaccination.
John Dowling is the acting national president of the Pharmacy Guild Australia. He's also a pharmacist himself. He says the vaccine shortage is not unusual and places pharmacists in a tricky position.
This has been happening a lot of late. I mean, I don't know what's happening with supply to Australia, but we seem to be towards the bottom end of the supply chain, and we have been experiencing shortages on quite a few items, especially in recent years. Certainly, we encourage the manufacturers to keep enough supply here to meet demand, but sometimes things go wrong with a batch overseas where they're manufactured, and it means that we can't get them, but there's often shortages in other countries then as well. I haven't heard anything from GSK, the manufacturer, at this stage, so we're not aware. As I said, we've received nothing at the pharmacy to give us any idea when this shortage will be over, which is, again, makes it very hard. We would like some communication from the company so at least we can inform customers of when the supply is expected to resume.
Dr. Deb Mills is the medical spokesperson for the Travel Medicine Alliance in Australia. She believes older people may be less likely to be vaccinated against hepatitis B.
Most children born from about 2000 are fully vaccinated against hepatitis B, and many people born from about 1990 are probably vaccinated against hepatitis B. So it's really the older age groups where people don't have hepatitis B protection. And people are often quite confused about the different types of hepatitis. And they often think, oh, I've had hep A when it was really hep B, that kind of thing. So the most important message really is to speak to a travel health provider and get, you know, up-to-date advice for their trip and their itinerary and so on. And so they get the right stuff.
So should you consider rearranging your travel plans if you can't get the hepatitis B vaccination?
That really needs to be a discussion about risks. That's best undertaken on an individual basis with a clinician. If people are experiencing any difficulties in accessing the vaccine, they can call the National Helpline, which is 1-800-437-222.
Dr. Deb also emphasises erring on the side of caution.
Well, look, you're speaking to a travel doctor, and of course I'm the one who sees all the horrific stories of people having problems, and the most common thing they say to me when they get these vaccine-preventable diseases, oh, I had no idea.
GlaxoSmithKline are the manufacturer of the vaccination against hepatitis B, which is called Engerix B. A statement on their website says that at this stage they are unable to confirm a resupply date for the vaccine.
That's Edwina Stott reporting, and the number for the National Hepatitis Info Line is 1800 437 222, 1800 437 222 or 1800 HEP ABC, and we'll put that contact on our website.